Blog Talk Radio.
We worship. I love to worship. I love to worship. I love to worship you alone. I love to worship. I love to worship at your throne, Lord, at your feet, I bow my knee, there's no place that I would rather be. I love to worship. I love to worship. I love to lift my hands and praise. I love to worship. I love to worship. I love to sing to the Ancient of Days. In spirit and truth, my worship to you, all my desire is to do. I love to worship.
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 I love to worship
you.
I love to worship.
I love to worship.
I love.
I love to worship.
I love to worship.
I love to worship.
I love to worship you. As we enter in to your holy place, beholding the beauty of your face, I love to worship.
I love to worship.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Good morning. It's March 16, 2024, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. You have now entered the Blog Talk Radio zone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And this is the third month of the year, which is March of 2024. And we're looking for a great move of God in this year. Wait for it. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor Dr. Maria Carey on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, who gave us an outstanding lesson last week. We have another good lesson on today, so let's get right to it. Announcement, please. Also consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 43-8411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Thank you to those who have sent in a donation. We appreciate you. Expansion is coming in 2024. Continue to tune in for more information. If you're blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. To everyone listening to Radio Land, I decree blessings into you in this year of 2024. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we have exciting lessons. So please tune in. If you want to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtiro.com/s/123-22849. Let's get into the explanation of our lesson. Now, the most recent challenge in this nation revealed a mass of people who assaulted our nation's capital with malice intent January the 2nd. And yet the same man that instigated that attack has been nominated as the Republican candidate for president. Then there was the silent enemy called COVID-19 that wreaked havoc on our families, leaving us with unexpected permanent separations. There appeared to be no relief or answers to this threat or terror, which now the price of everything has increased. Our churches was divided and used as tools to further devious agendas in the name of religious conviction. The question that races through our minds was, is there a word from the Lord? We have a word on today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to great peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus. We're going to receive the miraculous in every area of our lives in 2024. We're looking for God to perform signs, wonders, and miracles as we self-examine our faith to endure the times that we are living in. The theme for the month of March in this 2024 is pressing onward in faith for miraculous. The lesson for this third Saturday in March is pursuing peace and overcoming evil opposition. Our topic scripture is coming from 1 Peter 3:11-17, and I'll be reading from the King James Version, and it reads, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him speak peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you? If ye be followers of that which is good. But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of this terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that, whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. The introduction of our lesson. In our lesson today, we will learn that Peter is giving the believers insight into how to handle evil opposition in these last days. He reminds us, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Definition of peace. Peace is a state of tranquility or quiet, such as a freedom from civil disturbance, a state of security or order within a community, provided for by law or custom, freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions, harmony in personal relations, of mutual concord between governments, used interjectionally to ask for silence or peace or calm, as a greeting or farewell. A biblical history. The fascinating history of the first epistle of Peter, commonly known as 1 Peter in the Bible. The authorship and recipients. The author of 1 Peter is none other than the Apostle Peter himself. He identifies himself as the Apostle of Jesus Christ in the opening verse, 1 Peter 1:1. Peter wrote this letter to a group of Christians, believers, who were scattered throughout the northern region of Asia Minor. That was the modern-day Turkey. These recipients included both Jews and Gentiles. The term aliens in 1 Peter 1:1 suggests that Peter was addressing Christians who lived in a way that set them apart from the surrounding culture. 2, the context and persecution. The events described in 1 Peter takes place in the Roman province of Asia Minor. Peter wrote this letter during a time of intense persecution faced by the early Christian community. He refers to the fiery trials that the believers were enduring. That's 1 Peter 4:12. Most likely, this persecution occurred during the reign of Emperor Nero around AD 64 through 68. Interesting, Peter himself would later be martyred during this period. The purpose and themes. Peter emphasizes the importance of enduring suffering with faith and perseverance. It encouraged believers to bear up under unjust sufferings while continuing to live righteously, 1 Peter 2:20. In many ways, 1 Peter can be considered the Job of the New Testament, as it provides encouragement for genuine followers of Christ to remain steadfast despite adversity. Peter draws inspiration from Jesus, whom he had closely followed for over 3 years. Jesus exemplified holy living amid a hostile world, and Peter directs his reader to sanctify Christ as Lord in their hearts, 1 Peter 3:14-18. The metaphoric reference to Rome. In 1 Peter 5:13, Peter sends greetings from the local church, referring to it as Babylon. However, that is likely a metaphor rather than a literal location. Peter uses the name of the ancient Mesopotamian city as a stand-in for Rome, a city known for idol worship and false gods. Although not explicitly recorded in the Bible, tradition holds that Peter spent his final years serving the church in Rome. 1 Peter provides timeless wisdom for believers facing trials, urging them to follow the example of Jesus and enduring faithfully in a world that opposes their faith. 1 Peter 3:12-17, this passage provides valuable insight on how to navigate challenges, suffering, and maintaining a clear conscience as followers of Christ. Here are 4 sure points to explore. Sanctify the Lord in your heart. Stand ready to share our convictions. Secure a clear conscience with godly living. Surrender to the will of God. Number 1, sanctify the Lord in our hearts. 1 Peter 3:12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil," meaning Peter quotes from Psalms 34:12-16, emphasizing that God's attention is focused on the righteous, those who are in right standing with him. God's eyes are always upon those who live in accordance with his ways, and he listens to their prayers. Conversely, God opposes those who engage in evil and wrongdoing. 1 Peter 3:13-14, and who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Meaning, Peter acknowledges that righteous living often leads to protection. Goodness disarms opposition. However, he also recognizes that suffering may come to those who stand for what is right. Despite threats or trouble, believers are blessed when they endure suffering for the sake of righteousness. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, meaning Christians should set apart God in their hearts, recognizing his holiness and sovereignty. Be prepared to explain your faith to others. When asked about your hope, respond with gentleness and reverence. The world should see our hope in Christ through our words and actions. Notice that he said, but instead of believing the appearance that evil is winning, we must spend time in the presence of God, worshiping the Lord with victory and overcoming evil in our hearts, inevitable. And fear will attempt to dominate our thinking. Yet, sincere focus worship will remind us of who is in charge. Yielding to God and renewing our souls internally provides stability. This worship is not a casual church service. It is a serious encounter of experiencing the move of God in our hearts and confronting our challenges with confidence. We have discussed what worship is and how worship is so important as we win the war, as we fight the battle that the enemy bring in our way. Number 2, stand ready to share our convictions. Our worship encounters with God provides us with reminders of activities of God in our past, the authority of God in our right now, and the awesomeness of God at all times. We are not ignorant of who God is and what he is able to do, Ephesians 3:20, Ephesians 3:20, this is the King James Version. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We must remember that the adversity is not strange. 1 Peter 4:12-13, and answer why the hope is a confident response, arguing as a lawyer on behalf of our God, who has never been defeated. 1 Peter 4:12-13 reads, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Number three, secure a clear conscience with godly living. 1 Peter 3:16, having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. Meaning, maintain a clear conscience by living righteously. Even if others falsely accuse you, your integrity will speak for itself. When people attack your character, let your constant behavior in Christ silence their accusations. There will always be those who will speak of flaws in the life of the believer. Many of the world, their arguments may be legitimate, but others may not. Satan will use whom and what he will to put up roadblocks and engage in convincing conversations to prevent others from hearing and believing the word of God. We deal with the slander and ungodly accounts of others' lives. By having a clear conscience, our conscience is the internal judge that speaks to us, either accusing or approving our actions. Our conscience will approve us if we speak in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Number four, surrender to the will of God. The Apostle Paul told the Philippian believers this: the thing which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. Philippians 1:12. And this is the New King James Version. Peter said it in verse 17. 1 Peter 3:17 said, for it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Meaning, sometimes suffering is part of God's plan. If you suffer for good things, it aligns with his will. It's preferable to endure hardship while doing right than to suffer the consequences of wrongdoing. In summary, 1 Peter 3 encourages believers to maintain righteousness, respond with grace, and endure suffering with a clear conscience that God sees, God hears, and vindicates those who follow him faithfully. Let's be real here. Suffering has always posed a problem for human beings. There are several things that accrue to make us suffer, whether it be disease, accident, trials, temptation, abuse, or death. The problems we are facing in these last days, be clear, Christ is coming back again, and the times we are living in only reveal the time is getting closer. However, few of us will experience the level of suffering endured by the martyrs of the Christian history. However, that does not make Peter's directives any less applicable. Quite the opposite. When faced with suffering, we must search for meanings in this experience. The question asked relentlessly is why? That question is natural and understandable, but it must also be temporary, because the why need to change to what's next. Hallelujah. This is a way that our response to suffering can always serve as a way to point people to a life of faith in Jesus. God wants what's best for other people. When such suffering occurs, believers should remember to be unified in demonstrating the trust in God. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, and I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Matthew 5 and 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Philippians 4 and 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. 1 Peter 3, 9 through 11, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him speak peace and pursue it. Romans 8 and 6. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Colossians 3 and 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the listeners. Lord God, we just ask you to look on Dr. Carey this morning, Lord God. Lord God, bless on her future endeavors, Lord God. Then, Lord God, forgive us for any sins we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us for our slothfulness, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, bless each listener one by one, name by name, Lord God. You know what they each individually need. Then, Lord God, I need you to look on my leaders this morning, Lord God. The administrative assistant superintendent, Dr. Byron L. and Lady Gibbs today, Lord God. Look on Elder Reginald Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, Lord God. Lord God, give them what they need. Touch them, Lord God. Look on the mothers this morning, Lord God. Mother Carrie, Mother Norman, Mother Florida, God. Mother Maxine, Mother Lee, Mother Garnett, Mother Moore, Mother Carpenter, Mother Lucky, Mother Gibbs, Mother McCall, the ministerial team. Look on Dad Carey this morning, Lord God. Dad Ellis. Look on Pastor and Lady Veloci, Pastor and Lady Stevens, God. Look on Pastor and Lady Shelton. Look on Pastor and Lady Williams this morning. Look on Pastor Martin and his wife this morning, and Sister Christine and Sister Debbie down in Texas, my God. Then, Lord God, look on Dr. Bradley this morning, Lord God. Look on Devin and Clarine in Iowa this morning, God. Lord God, look on Tanny. Look on Sister Pat over in Indiana, God. Look on the Short family in their hour of bereavement on today, Lord God. You know what they need, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. Cover them under your blood, God. Hallelujah. Look on everybody that have lost loved ones, God. Look on Dean Boyd, God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing her to come home, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we know that you are still in control, God. And today, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, somebody need a touch on this morning, Lord God. Go where they're at, God. Touch them. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God, and let them know that you are with them, God, and that you will not leave them nor forsake them, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we come and give you all the glory on today, God, all the honor today, Lord God. Lord God, look on the doorkeepers this morning, Lord God. Look on Sister Shauna this morning, Sister Nita, Lord God, Sister Brenda, God. Lord God, look on that family, God. Hallelujah. You know what they need, God. And then, Lord God, just be with us in everything, everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. I'm asking y'all to come on back next week. Dr. Carey will be here. Come on back, y'all. And we just thank you all for coming in and tuning in with us. And we thank God for Dr. Carey, who is the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And I am your host today, the co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Enjoy your day today on purpose. Know that God is still in control and that it ain't always what it looks like. Hallelujah. Walk in faith, people. Come on, y'all. Let's walk in faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And just enjoy your day on purpose. Have a great day. Bye-bye.